inaction by Congress could clip the wings of the Blue Angels. Airbus is relaxed about lithium-ion batteries, and Gulfstream's G280 sets 15 speed records. This is Aero News for Monday, February 4th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. If Congress fails to do its job and the USA goes over the financial cliff, fans of the Navy's Blue Angels may wind up singing Bye Bye Birdie. The Blue Angels have scheduled more than 30 events for the second half of 2013, but they may not fly any of them if automatic budget cuts go into effect due to sequestration. This news according to a brief from the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Jonathan Greenert, and reported by U.S. News. The sequestration deadline had been January 2nd, but Congress pushed the date back a couple of months. Now, a second fiscal cliff looms at the end of February. If that happens, the Navy says it would be forced to cut $4 billion from the current budget, and that could spell the end of the Blue Angels season. Among the shows on the Blues' schedule for the second half of the year are one in Maryland at Naval Air Station Patuxent River, as well as San Diego, California, and Pensacola, Florida, the unit's home base, in November. Airbus has reportedly studied alternatives to lithium-ion batteries, like those that have caused the entire Dreamliner fleet to be grounded, for use in its new A350 XWB airplane, currently in development. But the plane maker says for now, it still has plans to use the lithium-ion cells. Reuters reports that Airbus chief executive Fabrice Breguet said in a session with French journalist that the company has looked very carefully at the integration of the batteries into the new composite construction airliner, and for now, he, quote, is very relaxed about this, end quote. Airbus is apparently content for now to allow Boeing and the NTSB to work through the issue. In a related development, Bloomberg News reports that former board chair Jim Hall has called into question the FAA's policy of allowing Boeing to oversee some of the certification work. Hall said that the FAA can't afford to hire enough engineers to do all of the testing needed, and John McGraw, the former FAA deputy safety director, said the agency does not always have the requisite expertise to properly assess new designs. The FAA told Bloomberg that it will revoke a company's self-oversight authority if there is, quote, any evidence the delegation system is compromised, end quote. The NTSB has not yet released any information about how the battery systems in question were evaluated during the Dreamliner's certification process. Gulfstream's new G280 aircraft recently set 15 new city pair speed records as part of the company's reliability demonstration program. The 250-hour internal testing program, among the most extensive voluntary reliability programs ever implemented by Gulfstream, served to enhance fleet reliability, enrich pilot training, and improve customer readiness. Of the 15 new city pair speed records set as part of that program, the most notable were a flight from Aspen, Colorado to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and one from Honolulu to Savannah, Georgia. The super mid-sized aircraft has established 22 speed records since setting its first last May. Scott Neal, Senior Vice President, Sales and Marketing for Gulfstream, said, quote, two of the new speed records are particularly significant because they demonstrate the G280's capability to reach the East Coast from Aspen and to travel an exceptional distance, end quote. The G280 is certified to fly 3,600 nautical miles with four passengers at Mach 0.80 with NBAA IFR reserves, some 200 nautical miles farther than the company announced at the program's launch in 2008. The aircraft entered into service on November the 14th, 2012. The fourth prototype of Augusta Westland's new generation light intermediate AW-169 helicopter successfully completed its maiden flight at Augusta Westland's plant in Italy on Thursday. During its flight, the aircraft performed as expected, with an assessment of the helicopter's general handling and basic systems being done. The event is a major milestone for the AW-169 program, as the last of four prototypes now enter the flight test program. The AW-169 program is on schedule to achieve civil certification in 2014. Aerofloat took delivery of a new Boeing 777-300ER Wednesday, but the airline is being forced to delay the airliner's entry into service. In a news release, Aeroflot said that according to a statement by the Federal Air Transport Agency of Russia, the airline does not have the permission of the Russian Aviation Authority to start flying the plane because the Interstate Action 321 because the Interstate Aviation Committee has not certified the Boeing 777-300ER aircraft. Due to this situation, Aeroflot says it was forced to postpone the launch of the first commercial flight of the aircraft on a Moscow to Bangkok route initially planned for February 1st. The airline says it plans to take measures to receive compensation for the losses caused by the lack of certification on the part of the government. When Aero News continues, nominations for the 2012 Collier Trophy. Texas has a new General Aviation Caucus, and the Corporate Angel Network reaches a new milestone.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Monday, February 4th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The National Aeronautic Association has released the nominees for the prestigious 2012 Collier Trophy, the greatest award in aviation. This award is given annually for the greatest achievement in aeronautics or astronautics in America. Past winners include the crews of Apollo 11 and Apollo 8, the Mercury 7, Scott Crossfield, Elmer Sperry, and Howard Hughes. Projects and programs which have been the recipient of the Collier include the B-52, the Polaris missile, the Surveyor moon landing program, the Boeing 747, the F-22, and the International Space Station. For 2012, the nominees are the Lockheed Martin Cargo Unmanned Aerial System, the NASA JPL Dawn Project Team, the Gulfstream G-650, the United States Air Force MC-12 Project Liberty Team, the NASA JPL Mars Science Laboratory Curiosity Project Team, Felix Baumgartner and the Red Bull Stratus Team, the NASA JPL Voyager Interstellar Mission Project Team. The selection committee will meet on Monday, March 11th in Arlington, Virginia, and the winner will be announced the next day, March 12th, at the NAA's Spring Awards Luncheon, to be held at the Crystal Gateway Marriott. The formal presentation of the Collier Trophy will take place on May the 9th at the Collier Dinner in Arlington, Virginia. The Texas General Aviation Caucus held its inaugural meeting at the state capitol in Austin last week. The nonpartisan group, though just formed, already has close to 20 lawmakers participating from all across the state. Dave Fulton, Director of Aviation for the state of Texas, made the caucus's first presentation regarding the importance of general aviation airports by saying, quote, "The state of Texas has over 350 public-use airports, of which only 26 serve airlines. General aviation airports allow us access to areas otherwise hard to get to, like West Texas, and provide not only economic benefits, but quality-of-life benefits with higher-paying jobs, life flight, firefighting capabilities, and other services," end quote. The Corporate Angel Network, an organization that arranges free flights to treatment for cancer patients in the empty seats of corporate aircraft, has transported its 42,000th patient. The first patient was flown in 1981. This landmark flight carried one-year-old cancer patient Alexander Hopper home to the Denver area after he received treatment for a retinoblastoma at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York City. Traveling with Alexander was his mother, Andrea Reitzel, who said, quote, "Alexander is almost cured from retinoblastoma. The best treatment for a cure was only available by plane, so our burden is lighter because of CAN," end quote. The milestone flight was operated by Ball Corporation, a CAN participating company since 1985. Barry Stidham, the director of aviation and chief pilot, commented, quote, "It's who we are. We are proud to partner with Corporate Angel Network and the good work that they do. And while I, as a pilot, love every flight I make, The CAN flights are always the ones I remember most, end quote. The charity arranges more than 250 patient flights each month and has received numerous awards, including the Volunteer Action Award, the highest volunteer award from the President of the United States. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.